played on a field or ice or courts.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line, same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive, it's spontaneous, it's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website.
One really interesting way to think about our parenting journeys is with the words over-parenting and with the words under-parenting. Open your mind for a second and let me see which of these two do you best relate with. Okay. So if our goal is to be kind of right here in the middle in this sweet spot, we have to be aware that as parents and as step parents, as bonus parents, we have a tendency to either be over here over parenting and over here is under parenting. And what's really interesting is that as you think about your parenting routines and your parenting patterns, is that fear is actually driving both of these extremes. The extreme of overparenting and the extreme of underparenting is almost always driven by our fears. So how I help you, how I'm supporting you is on the surface is about what you say to your kids, your heart talks, maybe about their job descriptions, about your responses. On the surface, it's about helping you to put away those negative reactions. And if you are brand new, welcome. You can, whenever I hear, you know, refer to the word reactions, you can find those on question two of being your best two. But really, for us to get there, for us to be the parents we want to be, we've got to do work right here. And so welcome to Monday Mindset. We've got to do work right here, because if we are letting fear drive our overparenting or drive our underparenting, then bad things are going to happen. We are not going to get the results or the connection, the attachment we're looking for. To be more specific, here are some examples of overparenting. Overparenting can sound like, you know, commanding control in your parenting. So that is obviously one of the pillars of overparenting. So if you have commanding control in any of your reactions, well, then I'm glad you're here. We've got to do work on that one, because that is a nasty one. It might work when our kids were younger, but as our kids start reaching that age, you know, eight and above, you're going to start seeing major problems come out of your command and control. And if you got a teenager and you're still doing command and control parenting, well, then look out. Other examples of over-parenting could be like this reminding, this nagging. It could be just good-heartedness coming from you. Like you're just checking in, or you're just making sure they don't forget their raincoat, or that they, you know, have their sunscreen. But as your kids get older, this type of over-parenting is like a violation of their boundaries. It's a violation of their power. It's going to feel, all they're going to do to you is they're going to start rolling their eyes. They're going to say, oh, I got it, Mom. Dad, fine. I know. And you're going to get that type of a reaction because they don't have the maturity to sit down with you and say, hey, you know, Dad, I just had my 13th birthday, and I know you were really excited because I was a teenager now. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, do you realize what I'm doing right now is so stupid? And like, it's really exciting being a teenager, but I was thinking that, you know, this would be a good time. This is a good time for you to maybe shift your parenting, because I am a teenager now and I'm 13. I mean, we had a big party, you know, grandma and grandpa was there. So I'll start doing more teenage type things. And then you start maybe laying off right? We talked about this on our last VIP, where I even sent you that chart, which is the stages of parenting. And if you want to go back to that, you can see that. We even use that in the group chat. And this is why overparenting is so freaking sneaky. It's so sneaky, because here you are. You're like a good parent. You're like helping your 17-year-old. You're like helping your 8-year-old. You're like involved in their life. Like, this is what you do. Many times overparents were parented by an overparent, but it didn't really bother them, or they forgot how much it bothered them. Or what happens the majority of times, that overparents did not have the love, the attention, or the parenting from their parent. And they're like, I want to do this. I want to be more than what I was giving. And then you see, if you're into success, question three, if you're really a high achiever type, what will happen is that this is a pattern I see all the time, especially with my like very, very like clients that are very high achievers. They're all about success. They're like, look, I made it who I am, and I like who I am. I'm successful. But if I had a parent who was more involved in my life, helping me out, giving me tips, reminders, pushing me, then I would be way beyond where I am. So I want to be there for my kids. Does any of that sound familiar? It's super common. I've just been hearing these stories over the years. And so this overparenting is then going to then start pushing your kids' buttons. And they're going to start feeling controlled. They're going to start feeling minimized. They're going to start feeling picked on, nagged at, lectured. They're going to start feeling a very, very strange word. We don't use it in the English language enough, because it's such a powerful word. They're going to start feeling violated. Very big word. It's such a big word. It's like we need a new word to soften the word up. So if you're having problems with your kids or teenagers and they're like hot temper types, or they're explosive, they're like, they seem like there's just these power struggles all the time. Well, then it might be because they're actually feeling like you're like violating into their life and their stuff. So that's overparenting. And why is this actually a part of Monday mindset? Because this all happens in our freaking minds. And then the other extreme, we have underparenting, which is much kind of, I think, easier to understand. Underparents, which means they have reactions of avoidance, people pleasing, rescuing, withdrawing, they're shutting down. And in my mind, it's much more easy to understand how this is really rooted in fear as well, fear cycle, because these parents are afraid. They are afraid of conflict. They're afraid of making their kids upset. They're afraid of an explosion. They're afraid of their kid getting violent. They're afraid that they're going to be undermined by their co-parent. They're afraid, like, you know, kids will be kids. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And so where we want to do is, I just want to poke you this morning on this Monday morning to see, like, we've got to put these extreme ways behind us. We want to be more mindful and more self-aware. If we're in this, in these patterns of overparenting or underparenting, because if you have a situation where you're like, I just don't understand why my kids treat me this way. I don't understand why my kids act this way. Well, the answer that you're looking for might be in one of those extremes. Right? Because like you're so addicted or used to your overparenting patterns, it feels normal to you. It feels like this is what I'm supposed to do, that you've kind of missed the boat. You've missed the cues. You've missed that they've been trying to tell you for months or years, like, it's too much. It's too much. And then you might say to yourself, well, then if I don't overparent you, this is where it gets really bad. If you move into the teen years and you keep this overparenting, then you might develop what's called a codependent relationship with a teenager, which now they're dependent on you to co-overparent them. And they're so used to it that they won't even do certain things, because they know that you're going to come in and save the day and do whatever you needed to get them through their responsibilities. That has become extremely common in the last 10 years. And then, or they're underparented. And normally some of the symptoms of that have to do with screens, right? So if you've got a kid that's really abusing screens, that might be a sign. Just take that with a grain of salt, that this child has been underparented here, right? And you should have stepped in earlier on with more boundaries and more structure on that issue. Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting, or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.
When you want to bet on sports, played on a field or ice or courts,
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line. Same game, parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.